Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about bad neighbors. What constitutes a bad neighbor? Well, for the purpose of today's discussion, it's when a neighbor tries to block you from using your own property in a manner of your choosing. It's when they try to assert control outside the boundary of their own property. And on today's episode, I'm going to give you some very specific examples from a real-world scenario where two different neighbors both independently tried to assert control over our use of our own property. Now, the project that we're building is fully permitted, the zoning has been approved, and full building permits have been granted by the local government. The way that our neighbors tried to block us from building our own project is by, number one, blocking access to our property, and number two, by blocking access to vital utilities that we would need to build anything on our property. We're talking water, sewer, and electricity. On one side of the property is a 50-foot strip of land that is jointly owned by three different family members who are not necessarily getting along. The purpose of that 50-foot strip of land is for all three of the neighboring landowners to have access to their property. And there are several easements currently on that 50-foot strip of land, including an easement for a gas pipeline company. In order to bring municipal water to our property, we would need to cross that 50-foot strip of land, and a utility easement would need to be granted with the signature from all three property owners. And one of the property owners is unwilling to do so. As a result, we cannot get access to municipal water through that vehicle. Gaining access to the sewer plant is a similar situation. And the way we decided to resolve this was to drill two 500-foot deep water wells, the same depth of water wells that are drilled by the city for the municipal water supply. And we'll be installing our own captive water treatment plant to provide a public water supply of the same quality that the municipality provides for its residents. Since we don't have easy access to the municipal sewer treatment plant, we've employed a similar approach. We've built our own captive sewage treatment plant on the property that will handle the sewage treatment needs for all of the residents in this new development. On the other side of the property, there is relatively easy access to electricity. However, the electricity pole is about 10 feet from our property line, and the neighbor was unwilling to grant a utility easement for those last 10 feet. After several months of lobbying and negotiation, we're eventually able to convince the neighbor to grant that right-of-way, only after we are able to demonstrate to them that we could provide power through another pathway at a considerable increase in cost, not to us, but increase in cost to the utility company itself. They were not going to be able to block us from getting access to electricity. They were simply going to cost the utility more money. And finally, the last hurdle to overcome was gaining access to the property itself. Directly in front of the property is a public road easement that should provide us simple and ready access to our property. However, the local county drainage authority has built a 25-foot drainage ditch on top of that road easement. And the roadbed that was built by the municipality consumes the remaining 25 feet of that road easement and then further encroaches on our neighbor's property. Understandably, the neighbor is not willing to let us use the road that encroaches on their property, even though that road has been in existence for more than 10 years. The only solution to this particular predicament is to redesign the road and move it so that it actually is fully enclosed within the road allowance. Every single one of these problems is completely solvable. In virtually every case, it attracted some additional cost and certainly some delays to resolve, but every single one of these was completely solvable. In the end, whether we had a bad neighbor or not, that was completely irrelevant and it did not stop us from building our project. The fact is, every single one of these attempts to block us happened, and every single one of them had a workaround. The workaround required creativity, persistence, and patience. So here were four concerted attempts by a neighbor to prevent us from building our project, not to mention the numerous objections that would have taken place at the time of the zoning application. When you and your team are fully committed to a project and you take the attitude that failure is not an option, every single one of these problems has a solution. And we dealt with four in succession on the same project. So as you think about the problems that you might be facing, have an awesome day. And just remember, you cannot stop winners from winning. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.